creatives, welcome back to the Do For The Process podcast. I have another treat for you. Last week I had a lot of episodes drop, 3 episodes, my predictions for marketing in 2024 for artists and creatives. This week I'm topping that. Let's just go for it. This week I have 5 episodes for you, one today through Saturday. And this is going to be a very thoughtful, encouraging, I hope incredibly helpful week of conversations on sharing your work with the world and growing a business around your creative work. This is one of the things that either can make or break your creative career. This is something that if you are considering having a creative career, sharing your work is the pivotal moment that either succeeds or it doesn't. And you don't have to have a career around your work. It can just be something that you do for the sake of beauty. But I also have this theory that art wants to be seen. Half of its purpose is to fill you in the studio, to gratify and satisfy something inside of you. And the other half of its purpose is to be seen and understood and to communicate something to somebody else. So in doing so, you have to share your work. This week, we're going to talk about that in a lot of different ways. If you don't know who I am, my name is Emily Jeffords, and it's an honor to be with you. I have the privilege of getting to mentor and coach and advise and teach thousands of creatives in growing their studios and growing their businesses. And that's what we get to do here in the space too. This is definitely a podcast for artists, for creatives, which can be poets and dancers and musicians and anyone that falls into that creative realm. But this space is for artists that want to grow their businesses in some way, grow their practice, grow their studio, and let it reach people that are far outside of yourself. If you're looking for a little bit more, I'm going to give you like the golden nuggets of these conversations in these podcast episodes. There is a lot more happening on Facebook, which I know is a weird place to do this, but the community spaces work really well, and that's where we are. I never really use Facebook except for this community space, but I love it for this. So if you're on Facebook all the time, you're going to be right at home. If this is like, wait, Facebook, I forgot that was a thing. Me too. And let's join a community group together and make it so beautiful. That space is already so vibrant and active, and the community members that are in there are so alive and beautiful and creating such intensely gorgeous work. And every day this week, I'm going live in that space with slides and conversations. And so far, we've been talking for about an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes in those spaces, so we get into a lot more depth. This episode is going to be the most important, like, main points. I'll get into them, but if you're looking for a lot more just generosity and concepts being explained a little bit more clearly from me, then join us in the Facebook group. It's great. I love it so much. I'll put a link to that below. You could just scroll up on your phone a little bit, or if you're on a laptop, you can just click the link and you're there. Good to go. Okay, so today we're talking about creating valuable work that sells. Tomorrow we'll talk about attracting an audience to that work. So once you know that your work belongs in the spotlight, how does it actually reach the right people? How can you get the right eyes on that work? You know, that kind of very important thing. Day 3, we're going to begin to talk about how to create a brand around this work. I love this so much. It's so beautiful and so, so fun. That is also the day that Making Artwork opens for enrollment. That is a very important day, Thursday, March 14th. That is, mark your calendars. If you're considering joining Making Artwork, that is the day to pay attention to. Join us. It's going to be life-changing. It's going to change your entire business, your entire creative practice for the better. Because if your goal is to grow a business around your creative work, but you're spending so much energy like trying to grow your business because you don't have a lot of direction, you don't have all of the insight or like the knowledge that you need, let me just ease that for you. You can spend so much more time in the studio creating if you know how to run a business. And I will tell you how to do that. We'll just walk you through it. We'll talk about it. We'll look at your business and apply these principles and these ideas to your business. And you can grow as you need to and as you want to because you have the tools to do so, which is beautiful. So that's happening on Thursday. Doors open to making artwork on Thursday. We will also talk in this podcast space about how to create a beautiful brand. And then on Friday, we're going to talk about marketing and sharing your work. So how do you actually market this work and get eyes on it and sell it, which is the goal. Saturday, our final day in this five-step series, we're going to talk about growing your dream career. And this is the space for you to have that expansive moment to go, oh, wait, I can do that? Oh my gosh, that's possible for me. Ooh, I love it. And that I hope is really life-giving and exciting and just, you know, really, really like, I love those chest expanding moments, those moments when your eyes go like, oh, wait, what? I can have that moment. Those are the most inspiring moments in my entire life. And they've led me to absolute just magic in my creative career. So I want to give you that on Saturday. So stay tuned for all of these. If you're inside of Share the Work, you're going to notice that these podcast episodes are coming out a day late. And that's on purpose because I record these after I go live. That way I can kind of include the most important parts of the live and the podcast episodes. So these are being recorded pretty much in real time. And they are coming out a day after the class, like the live workshop that we already went through. So if you want things to, you know, roll out with the rest of the class inside of Share the Work, then join the lives. We have a live workshop with slides. And like I said, a lot more like conversation and Q&A, and I'm just here for you. If you can feel my voice, like you can tell my voice is a little bit like tired right now. It's because I just talked for an hour and 45 minutes and my voice is tired. But let's get into today's content. We're going to talk about creating valuable work that sells. And the most important thing that I'm going to tell you in almost all of these podcast episodes is that the most important part of the entire process is that you fall in love with your art. That's incredible. You don't have to share your work. You don't have to let anyone see it. You don't have to have any purchasers. You don't have to have a business. The most important part of your creative practice, for the entirety of your creative practice, is that your creative practice brings you joy. There are easier ways to make money. I say that on this podcast quite often. There are more straightforward ways to make a living than selling your vulnerable, beautiful art. If it is not filling you, if it's not gratifying something inside of you, then go back to that source. Get a little selfish. Your creative practice should be the most delicious thing to you. You should be like, oh, I love this. We're, of course, all adults. Sometimes it won't feel, you know, it won't feel like the most glorious thing all the time, because if you're a professional, you have to just do your work sometimes and get it done and send it into the world. And that's totally normal. But it should bring you enough joy often enough that that's the predominant feeling that you feel. So over the next 5 days, we're going to talk about the ways that you can do that throughout the entire process. I'm very, very excited about it. Like I said, join us live if you would like to be in the Facebook group, getting the worksheets, seeing everything, meeting new people. It's vibrant and beautiful. I go live every day at noon. There are resources for you. There are downloadable graphics for you. But in today's conversation, let's begin with the most important part, which is falling in love with your art. The first step in growing a profitable creative business is to create work you love. And I do mean the feeling of love, not just like, yes, I love my work. I want you to actually feel it in your body, in your brain. After each collection launch that I have, artists come up to me or you know, slide into my DMs in not a creepy way and ask me how I create this body of work, and then predominantly, how do I sell my work like this? How do I sell paintings online consistently? And they're frustrated because they're also trying to sell and they can't sell, or they're not getting the sales results that they'd like, and all these things. I'm going to tell you right now that Making Artwork alumni are the proof that this is not something magical that I'm, you know, I was not granted a magical potion of art sales. This method just works. It is tried and true. You can just learn how to sell your work by learning how to speak to the right audience, but it all begins with learning to love your work, learning to love your work deep, deep, deep down in your body. When you can do that, you will create work that sells. And I know that sounds really simple, like, okay, wait, so I just have to love my art? Yeah, you do. Because the beautiful thing about being an artist is that our work can fill us up in more than one way. It can be emotionally and spiritually fulfilling. It can give you purpose. It can give your life a lot of drive and like energy. It can physically and financially support you by allowing you to create profit with your creativity. Like, this is incredible that the things that bring us pleasure, the things that bring us joy, can fill us. And like I said, the beginning of selling your work is falling in love with your art. Because when you love your work, when you value your work, your audience can also love and value your work. And when I say value, I do mean dollars. Like, they can pay for it. They can buy your work because they want it. They love it. They value it. So when you begin to really, like, really internalize this, you begin to market really effectively. You allow your work to shine. You allow your work to have value in the eyes of yourself. And then your audience, your customers, your collectors has no choice but to just fall in love with that work themselves, because they're mirroring the energy that is being brought into that space by you. This can be a little bit tiring. This can be a little bit exhausting unless that love that is inside of your heart, inside of your body, is genuine and real and felt. It's very, very tiring to market your work consistently if you don't feel it. It's exhausting. Don't do it. It's not worth it. But when you really deeply understand that your work is worthy, you begin to treat it differently. When you really internalize that love, that passion, that deep desire you have for your work to be honored by you and then by others, you begin to elevate your work. This is the heart and soul of making artwork, the course that I teach. It is designed to help you elevate your creative work and elevate your creative business, which means that every year that you want to evolve and grow and shift and change and make this thing more beautiful, more profitable, more effective, to allow you to create more, to create better, making artwork will come alongside you and enable and empower you to do so. When your work is elevated, you begin to value your work. And this is really practical, because sometimes we can create something and be like, okay, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It's good. And maybe it feels really great to create it, but then you stop and you're like, okay, it's fine. It's fine. I created an entire collection that I recently released that I thought was just fine work. It was fine. I looked at it. It was like a solid B+ in my head at that time. Well, when I began to elevate that work, which elevating the work means doing things like photographing it more effectively, having more beautiful and high quality, thoughtful videos, having a website that honors and supports that work, having marketing like email marketing, Instagram, spaces where you can bring that work and talk about it effectively. You're pricing it so that you're actually making money. You're not, you know, consistently undervaluing and therefore struggling because you're not actually making enough profit. All of these things are elevating your work. And like I said, this is where making your work really shines. I created an entire collection of solid, like, B+-ish work. I don't know. It was just like, it was fine. Passing grade. Congratulations. I began to photograph this collection. I styled it. I began to frame them really beautifully, photograph them really beautifully. I fell in love with the work again. I loved creating it. It was so fun to create. And then I stopped and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that's over. And not that I fell out of love, I just stopped feeling in love. Does that make sense? Well, upon photographing them and seeing these images of the same work that I'm looking at, something about seeing the images of the work so beautifully thoughtful and styled really beautifully and edited really beautifully, oh my gosh, I was obsessed. I'm like, this body of work is so beautiful. I want to create more now, which that's when I know I'm really onto something. It's when I really want to create more of that work because I'm seeing it through lover's eyes again. Woo. So then because I valued the work again, because I elevated it and saw it for a new refreshed vibe, because I valued it, my audience was also able to see my vision and to value it as well. And all of them sold. They've all been claimed. I love that. They're going out to their homes very, very soon. So when you begin to value your work because you're so in love with it, you begin to market effectively. You allow it to shine. Your work gets to see or gets to be seen and be valued in the eyes of your ideal collectors and customers, which is awesome. Okay, we've talked very theoretically. I hope you've been like, oh yes, I feel that. I hope you've been nodding along a little bit, like, yes, this makes sense to me, I got this. But now I want you to go grab a notebook. Hopefully you just have a notebook for this podcast at this point because I've asked you to do this so many times. But go grab a notebook and a pencil. I like Blackwing pencils the best. They are the best pencil in my opinion. Come back. I have some questions that I want you to write down your answers to. You can journal through them. You can pause this along the way and just like answer these questions or just think through them as you begin going about your day. And then I have a checklist of things that I do when I'm thinking about whether or not my work is good. There is nothing worse than creating something and not knowing for sure if this thing is good, and then putting it out into the world and being like, oh my gosh, I hope it's good. Because then what you do is you run the extremely high risk of finding the value in your work based on feedback from others or lack of feedback from others. And that's just not a sustainable way to get validation for your creative work. Other people's opinions do matter a little bit, but your opinion matters the most. As the creator of your work, your opinion is the only one that I would listen to for a long time in your creative practice. Maybe a teacher, maybe a very wise mentor, but probably that's all. So when it comes to your creative work itself, your opinion is the only one I'm concerned about. Do you like it? Do you love it? If so, we can work with that. We can make an entire business out of that. If you're relying on the feedback of others, oh, you're gonna get burnt out so quickly. So let's avoid doing that. Okay, pencil, paper, come back. Let's dive in. This is all coming from a workbook that I would love for you to download. You can do so at the link right below. It'll say workbook. You can download it there. Okay, let's dive in because this workbook is so thoughtful. I'm going to read these questions out loud to you. And like I said, journal through them, think through them, let them just kind of marinate in your mind. Don't overthink them though. So if you can avoid overthinking and getting stuck, that's always the goal. Okay, this worksheet is titled Let's Fall in Love with Your Art, because like I said, that is the beginning of everything. That is the foundation of everything. That is the most important step in growing your creative business, is loving what you do. So my questions are, why did you create this piece or this body of work? And you can answer simply, you can answer as in-depth as you'd like to. And honestly, you can be transparent with yourself. This is just for you. You're not submitting your answers. So if your answer is something that you're like, ooh, I don't want to say that out loud, that's fine. Like maybe you're like, I needed more money, or I wanted to achieve my goal of creating 20 paintings in 1 month. That's valid. That's perfect. Or you can be a little bit more like, I wanted to express something, and like, you know, you can go more heartfelt or you can go more like surfacey. It doesn't matter to me. Just answer the question. Why did you create this piece of artwork or this body of work? What do you love most about it? And I think for this one, answer it for one specific piece, because the goal is to fall in love with each individual thing that you've created. So why, or what do you love most about this? Where did you feel that little flutter of satisfaction, that little glimmer, that little like, oh my gosh, I love that. For me, it's usually like on my canvas, two colors combined so beautifully, or there's a 6-inch area of shading and blending and form and shadow. And I'm just like, oh, that area is so perfect and so beautiful. Like something about it just makes me so happy and I love it so much. Number three, how does it benefit yourself and others? It might be that it's just pretty, but try to go a little bit deeper. This one might be, how does it benefit your buyer to, let's start with you. How does it benefit you to go through the creative act? What does it offer to your life? And again, don't overthink it, just be real. What does it offer to you? And then what benefit does your work or this piece bring to someone else? It might be in the messaging, which we'll talk about in just a minute. It might be the fact that having bare, ugly walls is so sad. So maybe they want artwork on their walls, or maybe your work reminds them of a memory or of a person or of a place or of a dream. Your work can offer them connection to a story in some specific way or really general way. So that kind of tips into the next question, which is question number four. What messages do you convey through your art, and why does this matter to your buyer? So we're kind of tipping into tomorrow's content a little bit with this question, but why does your message, the purpose, the reason behind your art, why does this matter to you primarily and then to your buyer secondarily? And that's the part we'll talk about more tomorrow. Again, don't overthink it. Just what are you trying to talk about? What are you trying to convey? And if you're like, oh, I'm so in my head about this, I can't get past this, then simplify it and look around a little bit. For instance, my art is pretty ephemeral, peaceful, explorative, imaginative, vibrant, happy. Someone else's art might be full of poetry and darkness and sorrow and rage, and that can be just as beautiful but different than my art, right? So like maybe the contrast of being like, oh, my art's not this, but someone else's art is this, that might give you the space to go, okay, yeah, I get it. Okay, I love this next question. When you think of your next piece, what elements excite you to carry on? So what do you want to cross over or continue from what you just created, where you felt that little flutter of satisfaction, that little bit of joy, that little bit of love? When you felt that in your body, can you do that again? And I'm not saying that we just create the same thing over and over again, because we are humans, and honestly, it's very hard to do. But something excited you, so try to recreate that excitement one more time if you possibly can. Or an idea excited you, or a concept, or a color palette, or whatever. What excited you? Carry it through. Dream about the gorgeous vision you have for your work and for your career, and acknowledge your dreams and inspirations are the first step to realizing them in the world. So what about your work is asking you to grow a little bit? What dreams are tucked inside of you that you may not have written down anywhere, you may not have acknowledged out loud anywhere, but they're inside of you? I want to write a book. What? I'm so excited. I want to create a virtual retreat, creative retreat. I want to host 3 creative retreats next year. I don't know if I can do it, but I really want to. These are dreams that are inside of me. They're asking me to step into them. I'm in love with these dreams. I am in love with them. I feel little glimmers whenever I think about them. What things are living inside of you that have those same little glimmers? Like, oh, I love that. I love it so much. Find those things. Hold on to them. They are precious. They are gold. They are, oh, they're magic. Truly, they are magic. Okay. The next thing that I'm going to hear from so many creatives, let's just talk about it right out the gate, is, okay, but what if you understand the concept of, yes, your work should be seen, you should love it, yes, 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 but my work isn't good enough to sell, or my work isn't good. No one should be seeing this. It's just not good. Let's kind of ease that tension a little bit. In the slides for the live that I just did and that I invite you to tomorrow, I wrote, it's me, hi, I'm the problem. No, not really, it's not really me, it's none of us. But truly, ask me how many pieces of artwork that I've sold that are also perfect. The answer is going to be 0. I've sold no perfect paintings, none. Are they all good? I hope so. They were good for the stage that I was in. I'll put it that way. If I created something that I created in 2015 now, I would say that it's not done. It's not up to my personal aesthetic now. But is it bad? No, it's not. It's being loved. Someone has it in their home. They love it. I loved it. I still love it in a lot of ways, but would I create it now? No, because I've evolved. I've changed and I've shifted and I've grown, but it doesn't mean that it's bad. I love going to museums and seeing, especially like abstract or modernist works or just works that are rough and not polished and not pristine. The artworks that are like completely quote unquote perfect, to me, are boring, like deeply boring. The works that are a little bit human, there's some roughness, there's some rawness to them, those excite me. And I think that is true across the board. In the podcast last week, I said that one of the things that I recommend doing in 2024 is distinctly not sounding like AI. Like, if you're going to write something, be a human. If you're going to create something, do it in the most human way you can. Because as AI kind of sweeps the globe and really continues taking over in a lot of ways, and I'm not scared of AI, I use it. It's a tool, just like a pencil. But as it kind of creeps into the creative human realm a little bit, it's going to be so beautiful and refreshing to see your humanity, to see the beauty that falls out of your fingertips. And yes, it's rough, and yes, it's messy, and no, it's not perfect, and that's okay. That's so beautiful. So let's talk a little bit about this process of how to know if your art is good, because there is the other side of it, which is sometimes you create and that thing should be practice. It was not meant to be seen. It is not perfect. It is not good. And that's okay. That's not what it's for. It's for practice. But when I'm thinking about whether or not my work is good, if I'm kind of like, I think this is good, but I'm not sure, these questions are very helpful. And again, this workbook is available below. 10 tips for evaluating your work. And remember, judgment is reserved for the edit, not the experience. So your inner critic is deeply important. I recommend using it strongly, liberally, but only when it's time. Before you put your pieces of artwork into the public eye, or you put your creative work into the public eye, and you begin to value it based on your feedback that you get, we don't do that, remember, we don't do that, but it's very normal and it's very human to do so. I want you to really know deep down whether or not this piece is good. And I'm gonna say that most of the time the answer is yes. If you've gotten to the point where you're evaluating the work and you're asking these questions, it's probably pretty good. So begin with yes attitudes, yes energy, not negative energy. But does it resonate with you is question number one. Does it resonate with you? Do you actually enjoy it? Yes? No? Does it harmonize with your inner barometer of what's good and what's not good? Number two, does the concept excite you? Number three, can you sit with it in peace for a few moments? This is a big one to me. If I can just be with the art without over-criticizing it, without tweaking it with my eyes too much, without trying to fix it. Again, your inner critic is going to try to scream here. It's going to try to get loud. Just don't let it. Let it be quiet for a minute. Did it feel good to create this on an emotional and physical level? And I love this question because if the answer is yes, it felt good, there's some kind of magic. There's some kind of like sparkly, beautiful magic that is in that piece of artwork now. And that's so special. Did you enjoy the creative process? Number six, were your motives pure in the creation phase? If you're creating from a place of abundance and peace, the work will reflect that. Creating from lack or stress or because a deadline is pushing, you can also create really good work, but it has a different energy. Not bad, just different. So get really honest about your motives and the energy that you use to create that work. And if it was created from a pretty good place, then it has some goodness in it. Do you enjoy living around the work? If I can spend time with the work, then I am proud to sell it. with all the history you have accumulated as an observer of art, how does this piece match up? Is it a rough draft? Is it a first attempt? Is it a masterpiece? Is it somewhere in the middle? Most likely it's somewhere in the middle, unless you're really just like, this is not done. It's definitely like a rough draft. Usually it falls somewhere in the middle. And I'm going to just say that if it's a C out of a grading scale, then it's sellable. Congratulations. And again, like back to those pieces that I sold last week, elevating that work, photographing it beautifully, styling it beautifully, framing it beautifully, if it's a two-dimensional piece of artwork, that goes such a long ways. Displaying it beautifully, talking about it beautifully, whatever way you can talk about your idea visually and with your words, do that as well as you possibly can. Even to the example of something that's not a two-dimensional piece of artwork that can go on a wall, you can talk about and visually show your ideas effectively or ineffectively. Like, for example, imagine if I was hosting a retreat and I showed a table covered in Solo red cups and cheese cubes from Costco, and I'm like, buy this $5,000 retreat. Nobody wants that. It's not giving my vision at all. It's just like, it's not my vision, right? It's not even showing my vision in the slightest. So that's an example, right? But you can talk about your vision. You can talk about what you're creating and either make it something that aligns with that highness, that beauty in your vision, or something that maybe doesn't communicate that quite as well and isn't doing justice to your ideas. Okay, and the last question is, does it feel different from everything else you've seen? We're of course all drawing from the same inspiration, and that's very normal. However, pursue originality. If you are copying someone's work, it does not belong in the public space. Okay? It's as simple as that. If you're copying someone's work, if you're drawing heavy inspiration from one or two artists that are creating something, then you're like, wait, this looks kind of like their work, then guess what? It's for you and for you only. And you can learn so much by doing that, and you can develop something new inside of yourself. But until you're creating original art that is from you, from your story, from your original point of view, then keep that work hidden. It does not belong in the public space. It's not to get too dramatic, but it's plagiarism, and that's not cool. So don't do that. It's worth the struggle, the learning curve, to pursue your originality and to pursue that purity of your inspiration. I promise you, once you unlock that and you're like, oh, wait, this is mine. I made this. This is my creative work. Ooh, it's so exciting. I love it so much. Okay, if you're in our private community space, then I have some homework for you, which is share your work in our community space. I would love to see it. You don't have to share a lot of it, just like one, two, maybe three images if you'd like to. It doesn't have to be everything, but share a little bit of your work in that space. We're gonna cheer you on. This is a safe space full of very encouraging creatives. We are here to support you. We are here to honor what you're doing and what you're creating. And seeing so much beauty is such a gift. Like, what a beautiful gift for the creative community, for your broader community, for your collectors, for your customers. You are creating something that's filling you and giving you so much love. And sharing that with others is just pure generosity. So thank you for that. Okay, Making Artwork opens on Thursdays. Mark your calendars. I cannot wait to see you in this course. It's 9 weeks long. Actually, it's technically 10 weeks long because we have like a little week-long intermission to just catch our breaths and catch up on some homework if needed and just, you know, pause for a moment. This 9-week masterclass is going to revolutionize the way that you approach your creative practice and the way that you grow your business. You will see so much reward, so much results, so many results. Yes, so many results. I can't wait to watch you evolve and grow into the creative that you know you are. You already know, you already feel it, you already see it. It's already living inside of you for a reason. So let's do it. Let's do it together. All right, doors open on Thursday. You can find all the info below. It is beautiful, rich, thorough. And in the meantime, join me live and share the work. There's a link below to join the Facebook group and the private community space to get the workbooks to just really sink in and learn and grow this week. It's totally free. I would love to see you in there. Okay, bye for now.